You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We start this session off with the song that had featured on the Isley Brothers' first Motown release. It's sung for us now by Marvin Gaye's one-time singing partner, the incredible Tammy Terrell, who decided to take it at a much more up-tempo pace than the original. So push back the sofa and have a dance to this one. Tammy Terrell getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Well, welcome along and thank you very much for tuning in. I don't suppose we'll ever really be able to definitively answer the rhetorical question of why are we so in love with the music that came out of the Motown studios, but what we do know is that here in the UK, the love and appreciation for Berry Gordy's label never seems to have waned, whereas in America, that hasn't necessarily been the case. It does seem ironic that something so American that could only have been created in the States should flourish so unwaveringly outside of the country of its origin, thanks to the countless number of unforgettable three-minute short stories, like this from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
And you
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas here on LGRadio.online with a Holland Dozier Holland written and produced three-minute work of art. So whilst Motown's appeal in its home country hasn't maintained the same levels of interest it has here, the same can't be said for the UK's music of the same period. The British bands that cut through in the 60s remain as popular as ever all over the world. Paul McCartney plays football stadia in every country he visits, whereas, sadly, acts like Martha Reeves, from whom we just heard, still seem to be playing in small clubs around the world. But here's another example of Motown embracing some of the music that had come out of the UK. Of course, it was, and still is, the most meaningful and rewarding professional endorsement a UK songwriter can receive. Having grown up obsessed with the music of Motown, it simply didn't get any better than having Marvin Gaye wanting to record one of your songs.
Oh, yesterday. Oh, my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly people ain't half the man I used to be, no. There's a heavy, heavy shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Oh, why did she have to go? I don't know. Tell you, I don't know, the little girl wouldn't say. Ooh, I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Lord, I believe now yesterday. You to know I believe in yesterday.
Oh, glorious. That's Marvin Gaye singing the Beatles here on LGRadio.online. When Gladys Knight began singing with her brother and two cousins, who were collectively christened as the Pips, the group was run as a democracy. All decisions were made as a collective, which turned out to be probably for the best, because when Berry Gordy came knocking in 1966 for the group to sign with Motown, Gladys wasn't keen, but thankfully she was overruled by 3-1. And incidentally, they were another of the Motown groups who achieved chart success in the UK before in their native America, thanks to recordings like this.
Good love and easy.
Gladys Knight with her democratically run Pips here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. By the way, please do let me know which songs have kept you in love with Motown. You can do so either via the message board on the website at lgradio.online, or you can email me directly if you'd rather on info@lgradio.online. Time to feature one of Motown's absolute classics, one of the many songs that come to mind when we think of Motown or Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Stevie Wonder had demoed an instrumental that immediately brought to Smokey Robinson's mind images of a circus, and so he set to work inspired by the story featured in an Italian opera he loved that told the tale of a clown who, despite making audiences happy, was anything but that himself. Once again, the UK market was ahead of the game. In America, this next song was initially not a successful release. Even Stevie Wonder and Smokey didn't consider this a suitable single release from Smokey's 1967 album, Make It Happen. But in a final act of exasperation to try and achieve the UK chart success that had eluded Smokey up until then, the record company asked a lady called Karen Spreadbury from one of the UK's many Motown fan clubs to pick a track off the album to release as a single. And she chose this. Thanks, Karen. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now honey, that's quite a different subject. Don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad, oh, sadder than sad. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, along with several of the musicians from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, who regularly reinforced the ranks of the Funk Brothers when the bassoons and piccolos were required. Time for one more here on In Love with Motown, but it features two songs sandwiched together in a medley by an act we heard from a few episodes ago, which, by the way, you can still find via the Listen Again page on the website at lgradio.online. The first song we'll hear is the one that Lamont Dozier admitted to stealing from the Four Tops' I Can't Help Myself, but it didn't worry any lawyers because having written that one too, he was only stealing from himself. It's hardly surprising compositional repetitions occurred when we remind ourselves that the prolific Holland Dozier Holland team were churning out on average sort of three or four songs every day for almost a decade. And the second song in the medley we finish with today is another of theirs, and it shows the slick speed of the Motown system at its typical best. The song was written in July of 1966, one hot Wednesday afternoon. It was recorded on the Thursday by the Four Tops, delivered to radio stations on the Friday, and was in the shops for customers to buy on the Monday morning. But to finish with today, a version from one of the army of artists who, like us all, at LGRadio.online remain in love with Motown. Here's Boys to Men.
You're sweet, you're sweet.
Boys to Men, concluding this episode of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Please do visit the website for details on all our shows, and you can also find out when this show will be repeated. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.